I was so glad that the Lord is good. He's just so much smarter than all of us. You know, I was so glad that Amanda was here to read our first reading today, since she's been recently engaged. And this is one of probably the most controversial readings that comes up about marriage, but also I think one of the most important ones if you read it in context. If you just read that whole reading, it's just like, oh yeah, nobody's getting off free in that one at all. And the important thing about it is, it just says, be subordinate to one another in Christ out of reverence for Christ. So that, first of all, that's all of us being subordinate to one another. But then, wives, be submissive to your husbands. Then husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Sacrifice, to be actually be willing to die for your wife. Sacrifice, great sacrifice. These things are huge. And I think it's a really beautiful letter, so I always hate when people kind of take it out of context. And I think one thing that you'll hear me say from time to time that I think is so important is that I think currently in the world, the culture often confuses equality with sameness. They're not the same thing. As beloved sons and daughters of Jesus Christ, we are all equal in the dignity of God as created in his likeness and image. But we're not the same. God created us male and female. But he does so in a way where we perfectly complement each other so that we can bring forth new life. That is an amazing and unbelievable thing. And so it's willingly being submissive to one another and to love the same way that Christ loved all of us, even until death. And it's just kind of an amazing reading for me. And I sort of often ponder these things and just the implications of that. And there's a book written not too long ago called The Faith of the Fatherless. And I mentioned this one time in a Sunday homily, but it had a couple of amazing statistics. And one of the things, remember, it's like equality is not sameness. There are different things that each person brings to the table in a marriage. And one of the things that was said was that even if you have a saintly mother, which I happen to, and many of you probably did as well, she could go to Mass every day, pray her rosary every day, and be just truly almost like a living saint on earth. But if the father does not attend any sort of worship, if he doesn't go to Mass, then the chance of the children practicing or worshiping when they're grown is very, very small. It becomes like less than 25% or something like that. It may even be less than that. I can't quite remember all the statistics right now. But if the father regularly worships, regardless of actually what the mother's worship is, it gets up to like above like 70% or something like that. There are specific roles that the Lord gave us, specific intuitions and charisms as man and woman, that kind of like they said in the Jerry Maguire movie, you complete me, you complete one another in such a unique way that you really need to be both there. And I was highlighted of this. I mentioned that example before of my friend's son talking about the sanctuary, the force field of the sanctuary. And the other day they gave, his daughter and son gave me, pictures for my birthday. So they, they were all drawn out and everything like that. And one of the things I noticed on that picture was a crucifix. And I was like, see, it is just like in our gospel today, we're talking about the seeds planted that can yield a lot more than what they appear at the beginning. And again, Amanda, as a newly engaged woman and our youth minister here, talks about that a lot, planting seeds because she works with the youth. And so, I don't know, they might be a little bit inattentive or a little bit wily sometimes. I had the chance to visit with some of them yesterday, And but you don't know that time spent where those seeds get to be planted. It's amazing how fruitful they can actually be, if they're done so to and because of Christ, with Christ at the center, which is really the center of a real marriage, which is the meaning of that reading. So if we can plant seeds in a loving environment, sometimes it might seem as though that there's quite a dry period until they bear fruit. And I often describe my own vocation in that way. And I shared with all of you this Sunday, who happened to be one of those masters or watched one of them, that picture that I had drawn when I was a teenager. I drew a picture about all kinds of faithful elements, even though I wasn't all that faithful of a kid at the time. I went to Mass on Sundays, and I went to CCD, and that was about it. But these things were being absorbed, the seeds planted by being at Mass, by my parents, both practicing the faith. I was absorbing a lot more than I know, just like my friend's young son, being able to draw a crucifix only upon having seen it, so recently in his life. So these seeds really do grow, but sometimes we just have to search a little bit more for the fruit or the hallmarks of it. They might not always be obvious at first, but it's just so important for us to realize what we're sacrificing for one another. And on a day where we also remember all of the holy apostles, and we wear red, that they sought to emulate Christ in his sacrifice for the church. And they did so just like Christ did so for all humanity for our redemption. They did so that the church can have the foundation that it now has as the Catholic Church. They did so by their blood. The church was built on the blood of the martyrs. And it was amazing sacrifice, and they were amazing, and they had an amazing drive of that first gift of the Holy Spirit. And just to see how much hardship that they had to put up with. Those are the examples that we seek to follow and seek to constantly remind ourselves of. And that's kind of the brilliance of our own church calendar, is that these things come up again and again, year after year, as a reminder, as something that we could count on. And as we get closer to All Souls Day, and All Saints Day, we think of all of those people that we have lost, and we think of all of the saints that are praying for us and interceding on our behalf. God bless you all today.